Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Above you, I swear that I love you. the great George Jones and Ricky Skaggs going out to Randy tonight. There's one called She Once Lived Here. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program. Had a couple of requests for this song already tonight, and I would play it even if I didn't have a request for it because I like it. Here's our friend Tammy Harris doing one called Texas Love in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Harris. That's her current song that's doing very well for her all over. A little tune called Texas Love in Tennessee here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program. Good to see Donna Adams and Charlie Walton. They stopped by and drop me off some ice cream. Man, you can't beat that on a 100-degree temperature, can you? As a matter of fact, I believe, if I'm correct, I think that Charlie Walton is playing on this next song, as a matter of fact. Here's Johnny Bush with a little tune that Justin Trevino wrote. A little thing called The Neon Nightmare.
The fall of night. Signs to see. They promised to console a man whose mind's out of control. But their cure for loneliness is a fantasy. My life's a neon nightmare since you've gone from me. A neon nightmare that's filled with misery. Conscience eyes blind with passion, can't see what's right or wrong. My life's a neon nightmare since you've gone. I go from place to place with a smile on my face. Still no one sees the sorrow that I hide. My life's a neon nightmare since you've gone from me. A neon nightmare that's still masquerade can go on. My life's a neon nightmare since you've gone. My life's a neon nightmare since you've gone. Look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time. Another.
play Right Out Your Storm by Betty Jean Robinson.
Betty Jean Robinson, Right Out Your Storm. I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Way.
And you could, the old violin.
The old violin, I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I can't recall one time in my life I felt as lonely as I do tonight. I feel like I can lay down and get up no more. It's the damnedest feeling I never felt it before. Tonight I feel like an old violin, simply be put away and never played again. Don't ask me why I feel like this. Hell, I can't say. I only wish this feeling would just go.
Called The Old Violin from Johnny Paycheck. Speaking of old violins, we were certainly saddened to hear of the passing of our buddy Shoji Tabuchi in Branson, Missouri. Shoji, of course, had one of the most successful theaters ever in Branson. I remember back in the day when Branson was booming, he was doing two shows a day. He had, I think, the one of the largest theaters in Branson. He was selling it out twice a day. And if you were going to bring a bus, you had to get in a lottery, and they drew your number if they let you buy 55 tickets to his show, and they only allowed 20 or 30 buses each show there, and it was just crazy how popular his show was. And of course, he started out with David Houston, and down in Louisiana and throughout Texas, working a lot of the dance halls and honky tonks back in the day when he first came over from Japan, and then moved to Branson and became a multimillionaire there in Branson, Missouri, playing to all the great country music fans through the years. And I saw him about a year ago. My darling wife, Charla, and I were up in Branson, and I went over and spent some time with Shoji He still had his theater, but he wasn't using it. He was actually at the IMAX theater, and so we had a good visit. And certainly hated to hear. I did not even know that he was ill, but certainly hated to hear of his passing. But he certainly entertained the multitudes in Branson and many other places as well. So I thought we'd play a little song from Shoji Tabuchi tonight in his honor. Here shows you doing a great version of one called Amazing Grace. Shoji Tabuchi. Shoji had, of course, he never mastered English. He mastered music without a problem, but he never quite mastered the English language. And he, some words he couldn't say. He did a lot of work with Dotsie back in the days, and he always called her Dossie. He couldn't say Dotsie. He called her Dossie. And he never could say my last name. And he gave us a pair of boots, his first custom-made pair of boots that he ever had made. He gave us a pair of boots for the museum. And one day we were at his show, and so he had me up on the stage, and he was giving us these boots. And I knew he was going to try, but bless his heart, he tried 7 or 8 times to say Pitcox. And he got Tracy out without a problem, but he never could get Pitcox out, and he never did. But got to give him credit for trying. Shoji Tabuchi passing away about a week and a half ago in Branson, Missouri. You got the Hits Radio Show here at KNEL, FM 95.3, and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com.
Hey, friends, this is Tony Booth, and you're listening to the man, Tracy Pitcox, playing the best in traditional country music right here on FM 95.3, Brady, Texas.
Guilty feelings in the wine, and I leave responsibilities behind. I know I'll get home late tonight again, but happy I don't start till she walks in. Happy hour don't start till she takes.
There's a big argument going on at the Liberty Drugstore where I drink coffee. The argument is who's got the best bird dog. So we had a hunt off. Everybody had a bird dog. We took them out. We let them hunt. We let a member from the State Game and Fish Commission come and judge it. And they finally had two dogs that was tied for the county championship. So they took them out and let them hunt off again to see which dog, Mr. Charles and Mr. Henry. That was the two owners of the dogs. They took them out into the field. They hunted all day. It still was a tie. And they still arguing who had the best dog. Well, walking back to the pickup late that evening, and it's still a tie. A young boy come walking by, and both of them bird dogs pointed him. Pointed him. And Mr. Shaw said, "Hey, boy, you eating the quail today?" I said, "No, sir." "Have you dressed a quail today?" "No, sir." I said, "Have you got a quail in your pocket?" I said, "No, sir." He said, "Well, these dogs done pointed you." He said, "What's your name?" He said, "Bob White."
Looks like this bad rainy weather kept everyone else in. I'd hope someone would come along and fill this space in me where your love's been. I'm sitting in a bar in the middle of the day, just whiskey chasing all my troubles away. Another shot of Southern Comfort, water on the side. It's crazy when a man allows himself to be so taken for a ride. But love is so strong, it does what it wants to. I'm whiskey chasing memories of me and you. What's happening in the bar?
than just the rock you needed for a stepping stone until the right one came along. If he's the one that lives with you inside, then who am I? Who am I?
Charlie Pride for you, Country Charlie Pride, as he was known, and certainly one of the great legends of our country music business. Who am I? And he worked all over too. There was, I don't think, any town in Texas that the great Charlie Pride didn't work at a time or two. He certainly had a great career in this country music business. I promised Yvonne tonight that I would play this old song from Willie Nelson, and it's a song that not only he wrote and recorded, but also many other people recorded it throughout the years. But nobody had quite the same delivery as Willie did on a little song called Mr. Record Man.
Said it really was a simple way to die. guess we must have drunk a case of beer. I guess I ought to go and watch them put him down, but I don't own a suit. And anyway, when they start talking about the fire in hell, well, I get spooked. So I'll just sit here in my truck and act like I don't know him when they pass. Anyway, when they're all through, I've got to go to work and mow the grass. Well, here they come, and who's that riding in that big old shiny limousine? Look at all that chrome, I do believe that that's the sharpest thing I've seen. That must belong to his great uncle. Someone said he owned a big old farm. When they get parked, I'll mosey down and look it over, that won't do no harm. Well, that must be the widow in the car, and would you take a look at that? That sure is a pretty dress. You know, some women do look good in black. He's not even in the ground, and they say that his truck is up for sale. They say she took it pretty hard, but you can't tell too much behind the veil. Well, listen, ain't that pretty when the bugler plays the military taps? I think that when you're in the war, they always hide and play a song like that. Well, here I am and there they go, and I guess you just call it my bad luck. I hope he rests in peace, but trouble is the fella owes me $40.
Hey, Dr. Tracy Picard.
Hey, Larry, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good, Tracy. If I got my video, I can listen to y'all every night.
All right. I'm glad you got your radio there, Larry.
Yeah. Oh, Tracy, you remember what my dad said? Oh, good. He said, I'm glad I'm no goat.
Yeah, your dad said, I'm glad I'm not a goat tonight.
you know, probably, that's how I like, down line, loud,
yeah,
Larry.
I'll do it for you, Larry. Be happy to.
Tracy, you know, about 4 or 5 months ago, we lost one of my great niece, Richard, granddaughter, who died with cancer.
I heard that, Larry, and I'm so sorry about that. Yeah. I sure am. So, yeah. Well, Larry, I'll take care of you. You take care of yourself, okay?
Okay, Tracy, we're going to come see me sometime.
I'll come see you soon, buddy, okay?
Okay, Tracy, deal line. So, another song I want to dedicate all these nurses. Good songs. It's been good to me.
Well, I'll sure do it, Larry. Be happy too, okay?
Okay, Tracy, we love y'all.
Love you too, Larry. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, Tracy.
Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud music is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Yeah.
tan. Go on and have your fun. You think you played it smart. I feel sorry for you and your honky tonk heart. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music. It's the only kind of life you'll ever understand.
This is Loretta Lynn, thanking everyone in the heart of Texas for listening to Tracy Pitcock and KNEL FM 95.3. Don't touch that dial.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNELradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.